W224EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Survivors of domestic violence and gun control advocates praising a Supreme Court decision Friday to uphold federal gun restrictions for those who are under domestic violence restraining orders.
8-1, eight of the justices on board with a decision that limits the reach of the Second Amendment's guarantee of the right to bear arms. This is a Supreme Court that has been extremely friendly to gun rights claims. This case is different.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. Palestinian officials blaming Israel for a strike on a tent camp near Rafah that officials say killed 25 people. Israel says there's no indication the IDF was behind the strike and it's investigating. Abortion advocates in Montana say they've submitted more than double the required number of signatures to put a measure on the ballot this November that would enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. It becomes the seventh state to have an abortion measure on the ballot this election. This is ABC News. The man convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's California home in 2022 and bludgeoning her husband with a hammer has received another guilty verdict, this time state court in San Francisco.
Only a few weeks ago, David DePape was given 30 years in prison on federal charges for breaking into the Pelosi home. Federal prosecutors argued he committed a terrorist act by going after the then Speaker of the House. Now a state jury in San Francisco has convicted DePape again on charges of burglary, false imprisonment of an elder, and other counts. DePape and his attorneys admit he broke into the Pelosi home to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage. They argue he had been consuming conspiracy theories online. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Even with their star center, Connor McDavid, held without a point, the Edmonton Oilers nevertheless getting the job done in Game 6, sending the Stanley Cup Final back to Florida for Game 7. The Oilers dropped the first three games of the series to the Panthers, only to rally in the next three, Game 7 Monday. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pear Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Pfizer Forum and another near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I'd like to reassure everyone that the Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans didn't want the protest zone so close to Pfizer Forum. The Department of Natural Resources is offering $100,000 in grants to rural Wisconsin counties that help recycle unwanted electronics. The funds would go towards building permanent electronics collection sites or hosting collection events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For a while there, it looked like the Brewers were going to pull one out in the ninth. Down 4-1 in the first, Milwaukee tied the game with Jake Bauer scoring from second and Reese Hoskins at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And Hoskins turns on one deep into left field, and it is over the head of Azokar. Bauer's is in, and Reese Hoskins with a game-tying double.
But Brewers reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk-off home run to Jake Cronenworth with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the Padres went on to win 7-6 over the Crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did a lot of great things. Came up clutch there at the clutch time, Hoskins, and it's tough when you don't come out on top.
The four-game series continues through the weekend. Hockey, game six tonight in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Oilers, down 3-2 in the best of seven, will host the Panthers, who failed to clinch at home in Florida on Tuesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some heavy rainfall also likely. A low around 68. Showers and storms again for Saturday. Some heavy rainfall. A high near 83. Scattered storms Saturday night. A low of 62. Mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 80. Right now, 71 degrees.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. It is always such a pleasure and an honor to have Bishop Dr. William J. Barber II, the president of Repairers of the Breach, the co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign, the architect of Moral Mondays, the founding director and professor of the Center for Public Theology and Public Policy at Yale Divinity School, and the author of a new book, White Poverty, How Exposing Myths About Race and Class Can Reconstruct American Democracy, Reverend Bishop Dr. William J. Barber II. Dr. Barber, welcome to the program. You've got an event coming up here on June 29th in Washington, D.C. Tell us about it.
Well, we do. And first of all, let me just thank you, Tom, and say that we're going to make that book you just had on required reading. It must be. And that's one of the reasons, another reason we are having a mass Poor People's Low-Wage Workers Assembly at Mall March on Washington to the polls. We've got 32 anchor organizations and 42 coordinating committees from states representing over 60 million constituents. We're going to be massive online and in person there, because what we're seeing is, in this election season, poor and low-wage people are the swing vote. They're the most massive potential swing vote in the country. So Linda Lake and many others have talked about this. If you pull away the 57 million poor low-wage voters in the last election, many quote-unquote progressive candidates do not win. There are 30 million poor and low-wage voters that are infrequent voters. In battleground states where the margin of victory is within 3%, poor low-wage voters make up over 40% of the electorate, as high as 45%. There's not a state in the country where 25% of poor low-wage voters organize themselves, not around party, but around an agenda, and judge the party based on agenda, that they could not determine the outcome of elections in that state. This is the most massive potential swing vote in the country. And what we're saying is time to be a resurrection, not an insurrection. It's time to go on the offense. It's time to make people hear the voices of the poor and low-wage people in this country. And lastly, because 800 poor and low-wage people are dying every day unnecessarily, 295,000 a year, from policy violence that does not have to exist in this country.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I think it's, well, first of all, about the event that you've got on the 29th, do people need to register? Should they just show up? Where is it going to be? I get the goals. You just laid them out.
What they go to www.poorpeoplescampaign.org, or they can go to www.breachrepairs if they want to give something to help us. Breach Repairs is holding a mobilization. They can do it online. If they want to mobilize, they go to Poor People's Campaign, sign up, register their buses. You know, Tom, in this new book, White Poverty, one of the things it says is we have to destroy these myths that have kept black and white people and others from mobilizing together because this is the group that the oligarchs of the country fear the most, because they know if the masses of black, poor, low-wage people, which is 26 million people, 60% of black people, and the masses of poor, low-wage white people, which is 66 million people, or 30% of our white brothers and sisters, unite with indigenous, Asian, and Latino people in this country and vote their strength, 87 million potential votes, then we don't really know what is a battleground state or red state or blue state, because we've never had the full participation. So one of the things we're doing, Tom, is this is not just an assembly. We're doing this to lift up 17 agenda items and send the politicians, if you want these votes, you need to say what you're going to do if you're given this power on living wages, on ending poverty, the fourth leading cause of death, on health care, on education, on women's right to choose, and so forth and so on. 17 points, you'll find that on the agenda. But we are also mobilizing 7,000 peers that are going to touch 15 million poor, low-wage, infrequent voters between now and October with the kind of information that can mobilize them, because the number one reason poor, low-wage voters aren't voting, based on a study we did with Columbia University, is nobody talks to them. The ads don't talk to them. The debates don't talk to them. The radio ads don't talk to them that the politicians are doing. So we've actually written these media and campaign and say, how is it you're leaving 135 million people out of the conversation? That's how many poor and low-wage people there are in the country, 43% of the country. How is we can't do this anymore, Tom. It is wrong. It's political violence. And bosses like yours, you understand it, but we've got to make people hear poor and low-wage voters. And poor and low-wage voters must go on the offensive now in this moment.
Let's talk a little bit more about this new book that you co-authored, White Poverty, How Exposing Myths About Race and Class Can Reconstruct American Democracy. What are the primary myths that need to be exposed?
Well, one of them is that poverty is a black issue. You know, every time we have a short conversation about poverty, first thing that happens is put up a black woman on welfare, which is racist and demeaning toward black people and dismissive of tens of millions of poor, low-wage white brothers and sisters. Second myth is that only black people want change. That's ridiculous. I'm writing this book with a brother that was at one time working with Strom Thurmond and being trained in that direction. He's the editor. We worked together. He came out of the mountains. I came out of Eastern North Carolina. We found ourselves together in partnership because we looked at how people are being literally bamboozled and turned away from their strength. Another mythology in the midst of this is that change is impossible. We don't have the numbers. Well, right up front in the book, we show not only what the numbers are to make change happen, but how it has happened before whenever black and whites have found themselves together along with other people in what's called moral fusion politics, not left and right politics, not conservative and liberal politics, but moral fusion politics, which says we take the deepest moral values of our Constitution and our religious values, lay them on top of policies and evaluate policies from that perspective. And whenever that has happened, we had in the 1800s after slavery, the Reconstruction Movement, or in the 1960s, the Civil Rights Movement. And we need a third Reconstruction today that brings these groups together. The book does not say, the last thing is that, that we have to have this race critique. What we're saying is not, we don't dismiss racism. We expand it, and we actually show something that if you're black, and you can't pay your light bill because you only make $7.25 an hour, which is where the minimum wage is now, hadn't been raised in 15 years, and you're white and you do the same thing, can't pay your light bill, we're all black in the dark. If your children can't eat because you don't make enough money to feed them, they don't growl. Their stomachs don't growl left. They don't growl right. They don't growl conservative. They don't growl liberal. They don't growl black or white Latino. They growl hunger and pain. You know, if you're in the middle of a pandemic and you can't get health care, poor people died at a rate 3 to 5 times higher during the pandemic just because of poverty. 350,000 people died from the lack of health care. They didn't die black. They didn't die white. They didn't die left and liberal. They died dead. That's how they died. So we tell these stories in the book to connect it to how we must unpack this mythology and bring it together. And lastly, we show how the mythologies were deliberately created to keep this massive coalition from coming together to shift and shape public policy and the economic architecture of our culture.
I saw a cartoon yesterday online where a king was up on a balcony, you know, with his advisor next to him, and there were all these angry people in front of him, and about half of them were holding pitchforks and the other half were holding torches, you know, like they were coming to get him. And the advisor said, whispered to the king, he said, you don't have to go to battle with these guys, just tell the guys with the pitchforks that the guys with the torches want to steal their pitchforks. And it's exactly what, you know, this is exactly the strategy the conservatives have been running in the United States since the failure of Reconstruction in the 1870s, which is telling white people black people want their jobs or their wives or whatever it may be. And now it's, you know, extended to, you know, Hispanic people want your job. And of course, you know, in the 1880s, it was Chinese people want your job. This is an old meme that has worked very, very well for conservatives that want to tear poor people, you know, pit them against each other. How do you think, and we have about, about 2 minutes here before we're going to hit a break I can't control. How do you think we can best break through that? How do we blow that up?
Well, in the book, we talk about you have to go into the community, bring people together. You have to bring Appalachia and the Delta together, which we're doing in the campaign, which we've been doing, I've been doing for years. You've got to go into East Kentucky and show people how they're being played against one another. You know, and we like to say it's not just conservative and liberal. It's the extremist oligarchs that want to hold on to this greed, but they can't do it if poor and low-wage people maximize their power. We saw a maximization of this power in Kentucky, which is how Bashir won in Kentucky, and how he changed the way he campaigned. And what we're saying to these folk in the political sphere, you ignore poor and low-wage people, 30 million infrequent voters, at your own political suicide. It makes no sense that any candidate running for office is not sitting down with poor, low-wage people of every race, creed, and color, some of the most moral people in this country, and talking to them, putting them in their political ads, saying what they're going to do, not just what they've done, but what they will do if they have the reins of power. This mass gathering is saying what an old song said, we will make them hear us, Tom. We will make them hear us with our voices and our votes. That's the only way to do it in a democracy. You have to use protest, agitation, litigation, legislation, and voter participation, and we intend to use all four. What we're not going to do is be silent anymore. We're the new swing vote.
Yeah, it's absolutely marvelous. And the event is going to be not this weekend, but the following weekend at 10 a.m. in Chicago on Saturday, at June 29th, at the corner of 3rd and Pennsylvania Avenue. Go ahead.
In Washington, D.C. That's right. In Washington, D.C., 3rd and Pennsylvania, 10 o'clock. Be there.
And give us the website one more time, please, Reverend Barber.
www.poorpeoplescampaign.org. And if you want to give a gift, www.breachrepairs.org. Repairs of the breach.
Breach. Great. Reverend William J. Barber II, President of Repairers of the Breach, thank you so much for dropping by, Reverend Barber. It's always such a pleasure talking with you. Good luck with your event next weekend.
Thank you. Love you, Tom. Take care.
Thank you. Back at you, sir. It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Anything Goes Friday. Back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff for Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now,
gonna go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
A startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software. Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to keep his own pack healthy makes me even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and it's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls here, Mayor in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mayor, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Tom, I've got a horror story for you. About a year ago, my dishwasher started acting flaky. It was a Samsung. And, you know, it's like the pump that empties the water out just kept running, and it wouldn't kick into the next part of the cycle. Call a repairman. And he says, oh, he checks it out. It's a water sensor. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's got to be like $200 tops. It hurts. But I said, okay, go ahead and do it. And he said, can't do it. I'm like, why not? I can't get the part. What? Why not? Well, you see, the Trump administration, and as soon as he said that, my heart sank. I went, oh, this is going to cost me $1,000. And yes, the Trump administration, he explained, he made a deal with the manufacturers that they only had to backstop 1 year's worth of parts. So your dishwasher and who knows what other appliances are now as disposable as a Bic pen. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Now, he did it like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Uh-huh, and who knows how many people haven't hit this booby trap yet, but it's out there. You know, as I said, who knows what other appliances he fiddled with all his great deal-making. So, yeah, he advised me that I should be, he said the foreign manufacturers are really snapping up this deal, whereas the American manufacturers were not so keen on it. So I had my eye on Bosch for a while. They're American and German made. So, you know, even with an open box, it cost me like $1,000. So thank you, Donald Trump, for your meddling in my life and costing me personally $1,000. You know, people say,
well, you know, every industry that went to him and gave him money and laid some demands on him, he kowtowed to. Yeah. Go ahead.
To whom? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said every industry that gave him money, he was more than willing to bend over and do whatever they wanted. You know, the fossil fuel industry, the tech industry, the apparently the dishwasher industry. It's just incredible, Mayor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And let me close out on two hashtags. One is Trumpism plus fascism equals trashism. You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And the other one, I heard the music. And the other one is, you know, Don Jr. himself said it's no longer the Republican Party.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned.
Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Survivors of domestic violence and gun control advocates praising a Supreme Court decision Friday to uphold federal gun restrictions for those who are under domestic violence restraining orders.
8-1, 8 of the justices on board with a decision that limits the reach of the Second Amendment's guarantee of the right to bear arms. This is a Supreme Court that has been extremely friendly to gun rights claims. This case is different.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. Palestinian officials blaming Israel for a strike on a tent camp near Rafah that officials say killed 25 people. Israel says there's no indication the IDF was behind the strike and it's investigating. Abortion advocates in Montana say they've submitted more than double the required number of signatures to put a measure on the ballot this November that would enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. It becomes the 7th state to have an abortion measure on the ballot this election. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than by police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial Political Repression is demanding all footage from a shooting on I-43 on Thursday. After the chase, Milwaukee police opened fire, injuring multiple passengers in the fleeing car and killing an unborn child. The alliance says that the families of the injured have a right to know why the chase ended in a shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some heavy rainfall also likely, a low around 68. Showers and storms again for Saturday. Some heavy rainfall, a high near 83. Scattered storms Saturday night, a low of 62. Mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 80. Right now, 71 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7.
And thank you so much for all of your support. We'll be right back.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. Louise and I have slept like babies since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with that promo code Tom. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose by show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. It's Anything Goes Friday. I'm picking up your calls here. Michael in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi. Tom, I think you're going to really love this. I hope you do. I love listening to you. I wonder if you're aware that the Scopes trial 99th anniversary is coming up in about 2 weeks, July 10th to the 20th. It's in Dayton, Tennessee. And the reason I'm bringing it up is I'm hoping that by the 100th, there's going to be some movement on the fact that and this ties into what Dr. Barber was saying about, you know, why do we accept and allow poverty? And it has to do with a mythology around our science textbooks. Every single textbook in the United States needs to be updated as per our U.S. constitutional law because we scientifically misrepresent with a Southern mint julep version of it what evolution is. If I say the word evolution and did an MRI, the same parts of your brain are going to light up when I say evolution as will light up for the word competition because we view them as being synonymous in our culture and society. We also view, this is universal, every think tank thinks this, we universally kind of view it as optimizing. In other words, the way it works, what natural law is and the way it works is that it optimizes by the natural law of survival of the fittest. And this derives from you're probably aware of this, Herbert Spencer's, who developed eugenics and our educational system.
Yeah, survival of the fittest was a phrase that only was used once by Darwin.
Yes, but our textbooks mislead every single one of them. First, they put it in the back of the book so that it doesn't get reached. But if it does get reached, it's presented in terms of an 1860s or pre-1860s version that basically justifies and is why perfectly sane people, you know, we tend to demonize Republicans because they seem crazy and they really truly are if you understand kind of how the world works. They don't understand how the world works in all fairness to them because how they see it as purely competition is not factual. The way the world really works is cooperation. And every cell of our bodies is a mitochondria. Used to be free living. And every textbook...
I completely agree with you, Michael.
I don't know how to do
it. David Loy wrote a whole series of books about this. David L-O-Y-E is his last name. He's Rhianne Eisler's husband. And he wrote a series of books, Darwin's Theory of Love. And I was on his advisory board for years. He had a kind of an institute devoted to trying to get Darwin's actual interpretation that cooperation trumped competition. And it's an important one. I encourage you to check out Michael Loy or David Loy's work. Bjorn, and thanks for the call. Bjorn in Los Angeles. Hey, Bjorn, what's on your mind today?
Well, hey, Tom, it's great to talk to you. I want to thank you so much for hanging in while you were sick. A day without Tom Hartman's show is not a very good day for me, so thanks for doing that. I appreciate it. I listened to you to hear great information, and a lot that's not being covered
generally. I love how you've covered helping people understand inflation and how much food is affected by how few companies we have. Thanks for pointing that out. What I don't hear a lot about nearly anywhere is how well current administration has handled the gas crisis and how it's being misrepresented as a point of inflation. People are griping about the cost of gas and thinking, gosh, it was so great in 1979 when gas was 89 cents, but in real dollars, that's about $3.70. So, you know, that's not much of a complaint. And we don't hear anything about that. And we hear very little about what they did with our petrol reserves to combat the price fixing done by other petroleum producers. And I'd love to hear more about that in your program or anywhere else that people can inform me more about it.
Yeah, one of the things I thought was fascinating, Bjorn, there was a piece, I believe it was in the Financial Times, but it might have been the New York Times or the Washington Post. I read all three of them every day, and sometimes I you know, it's a hard time to remember which one had the article in it. But it was, the headline was something like, Joe Biden, oil trader, T-R-A-D-E-R. And he has really fine-tuned this thing of, you know, buying oil when it's cheap, which is in the off election years, like 2021 and 2023, knowing that the Saudis are going to jack up the price of oil when there's a Democrat in the White House during the election years, 2022 and 2024, and then releasing that oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and selling it at the higher prices. And he's actually made a huge profit for the U.S. Treasury doing this because he's buying cheap and he's buying low and selling high. Although when he sells it, you know, when the prices are high, what it, you know, the effect of that is to bring down all the, you know, the general oil prices. But yeah, it's pretty
remarkable. I understand
they're
able to put nearly $500 billion back into the Treasury by doing that.
That's correct. You must have read the same article I did. Joe Biden is doing a great job with this, and you know, we'll see. I mean, the Russians and the Saudis have and the Omanis have and the UAE have radically cut back on fossil fuel production, particularly oil production, and, you know, with the goal of jacking gasoline prices in the United States up to $5 a barrel. We'll see. We'll see. Biden may be able to get around him. Bjorn, thank you for the call. That was a good one. Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Blue, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Nice to talk to you. I'm glad you're feeling better. I made a list of all the things that happen when you plant food forests everywhere. And so I'll just list it off here. So if we need to rev up all the life on the entire planet, right? And we need to encapsulate every town with food forests. And if we plant food forests everywhere, we can plant food forests in the ocean too, seaweed forests and in lakes.
So why don't you define food forests, Blue, for people who don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah, so you got edible fungus, you got edible mushrooms, you got edible grass, edible plants, edible vines, edible bushes, edible trees, edible bark, you know, everything. Anything that's medicinal or edible. And perennials. You got to do perennials because then it gets bigger every year. The forest gets larger and when you plant forests, it changes the weather. They've done studies where they plant forests in the middle of a desert, and it just starts raining because the forest makes its own rain. Think about it like this. Extreme weather.
Because of the evaporative surface of the leaves.
Yeah. Think about it like this. Extreme weather kills forests, and forests kill extreme weather. Okay, so when you plant forests everywhere, you draw down CO2, you capture CO2, and all life is carbon-based, right? So if you rev up the life, it brings down the CO2 levels in the air. And one of the few ways to sequester methane is the microbiome under the soil of a healthy forest. And we need to bring down the temperature of the whole planet, right? And there's too much bare ground.
I like your idea, Blue. I absolutely like your idea. I do need to move along, but spot on. Food forests are a good thing. Michael in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Tom. Hi, everybody. The Ten Commandment Louisiana statute has already been addressed by the Supreme Court in 1980, a case called Stone v. Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, decided November of 80, case number 80321. Supreme Court held that a Kentucky statute requiring the posting of the Ten Commandments purchased by private donations on each classroom violated the Constitution, violating the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. That's what they held, 5-4 decision.
You're right, but the expectation is now that that will be reversed when this gets to the Supreme Court.
That's what I was getting to, yeah. Because there's a three-part test. The state statute must have secular purpose, that it can neither advance or inhibit religion, and that the statute must not foster an excessive government entanglement with religion. And they're counting on the a captured court to overturn precedent once more. And I haven't heard anybody.
And they will. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. After what they did with the coach who was coercing kids into praying with him on the 50-yard line, and they endorsed that. This is going to be another one of those precedent-overturning decisions. Michael, thank you. Thanks for pointing it out. Christina in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Christina, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Actually, in Santa Fe. So here's my question for you. I have a Baton Rouge number. So
you're in Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Yeah. So if Trump is elected and it brings down democracy, which so many people are talking about, and Biden is the president and he's meant to, uphold the Constitution and the country, would he just not hand over the country to Trump? That's my question.
If Trump is elected, does Biden have to hand the country over to him? Is that your question, Christina?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he does. I mean, you know, and he will. He will respect the law as much as we all know what a disaster it'll be. I don't think Trump is going to win. I mean, that's the kind of good news. But that said, the way that in these red states that they are purging voters like there's no tomorrow, it's going to be a squeaker, I fear. Christina, thank you for the call. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, just quickly, I wanted to tell you, earlier you had a caller complaining about being gouged by washing machine parts from overseas. I was having that same trouble, and my repairman said, buy an Amana, A-M-A-N-A. He said, they're all made in the U.S., and he said, and they never break down, so you're not going to get gouged.
Great.
So, but that's not the reason I called. I called because you frequently said that that Trump kind of gave away the goods to the Ruskies, and that spies have gotten overseas, have gotten killed as a result. Where did you find out that? I've never been able to find that. But where's your source?
There are multiple stories. I mean, first of all, in his first couple of weeks in office, he invited Sergey Lavrov and Sergey Kislyak, the Russian foreign minister and Russian ambassador to the U.S., into the Oval Office and gave them the name of an Israeli spy who was working in Syria, who the Russians wanted to know about. He burned a spy. That was in the first couple of weeks in office. Then in 2021, there were several articles in the New York Times, and I've written about this at length, so you could probably find it with a search of Harvard Report, site:harvardreport.com, of spies being killed around the world and the CIA notifying their people that essentially somebody, and obviously it was Donald Trump, has given Russia the name of our spies. And this was right after Trump had asked the director of intelligence for a list of all our spies.
TomHartmann.com for audio and video archives.
It's Anything Goes Friday. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and he's the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty's Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on his freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. It's also, excuse me, I also like how it's not messy and it's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught skin, cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Excuse me. 54 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, we should turn the Ten Commandments posting into a teaching moment. So you need to instruct the teachers what to do. Basically tell them, hey, let's prepare the Ten Commandments to our presidents. And let's start with Biden and Trump. Put their pictures up there and say, let's see, Biden broke zero of the commandments. Trump broke at least nine of them, maybe 10, if you consider Khashoggi an indirect killing. Just a comment.
All the people he killed with COVID. Yeah, I'm with you, Rob. It could be a teaching moment, and it's brilliant. Thank you very much for that. Paul in Alden, New York. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I hate to end the week with a sad story, but here it goes. I heard that Dick Durbin left his Senate office building and saw his shadow and went running back in. So that means we'll have six more weeks of inaction on Alito and Thomas.
Yeah, I get it, Paul. Thank you.
Puxatawny Dick, that's what we're calling them now.
There you go. I get it. Paul, thank you. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, I have less than a minute. You got a quick one?
I do. You know, we got to do something about informing people that Trump wants to cut Social Security and Medicare to get another tax cut to the rich. They need to be some advertising about that, because we got to end this trickle down, which is basically taking money from the middle class and poor and giving it to the rich. We got to crack that code.
Yeah, I completely agree. Spot on. Well said, Mark. Thank you very much. Jeff in Portland, I got 20 seconds, Jeff. Got a quick one?
Okay, Tom, I just want to say with the debate coming up, you know, President Biden's convicted felon opponent. He's an arsonist and wannabe dictator, and we got a Supreme Court that wants to turn this country into a violent Christian fascist dystopia. So I'd like to see President Biden show up at the debate with a fire hose of truth and pro-democracy, for the people, progressivism, and start extinguishing these grave threats to our democracy and the planet. Thanks, Tom, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm completely with you. And you're absolutely right. And hopefully Joe Biden will be as jacked up as Sean Hannity fears he will be. I'm looking forward to that debate next Thursday. Thank you again for being with us today and all this week. We'll be back again tomorrow, or Monday rather, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. And special tip of the hat, many thanks to Nate also for catching the board this morning when Jeremy was coming in late, and all the great people who work with us. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you on Monday.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacement, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
A
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling 8-1 that federal